So I asked you, we wanted to finish up the Ramban Shita today and look at the Rambam, and I'll tell you where I got this from, not only because I wanted to continue from what Eitan started, but it also hit me within just even Pshat of our Gemara about the nature of, again, Kedushat Beit HaKnesset. Just to finish up the Ramban Shita and to really look carefully within the Rambam Shita. To finish off the Ramban Shita, we said yesterday that the Ramban had said that the nature of the Kedusha of a Beis Knesset is that it's Hoksla Mitzvah, so the concept of it's a Tashvish Mitzvah. And even there, what is the difference? Truth is, it's not even clear. What's the difference between a Tashvish Mitzvah? I didn't ask you to see that. I asked you to see a lot of Gemara's today. But what's the difference between a Tashvish Mitzvah versus a Tashvish Kedusha? You ever heard of that concept? Right? That's what we're talking about here. According to the Ramban, the whole shul is called a Tashmish Mitzvah. Right? That's what he's calling. He's calling it a Tashmish Mitzvah. Right? That's what, according to the Ramban. Versus there's a concept called a Tashmish Kedusha. It's a very important concept. What's the difference between them? Halachically?
Act is not a Tashmish Mitzvah. It's not a Tashmish Mitzvah.
Good. Very good. After you finish doing the mitzvah there, it loses its kedusha. Its kedusha is its practicality. During the shelf life of the mitzvah, then it has kedusha. Once it finishes, it doesn't have kedusha. Okay? Which comes back to, if you will, if you destroy a shul, does it still have, seemingly, it may not have, doesn't have kedusha anymore. One second. Versus Tashmish Kedusha. Give me an example. Okay, that's what I'm going to do. Classic example that you've done in high school. All the time. What? First of all, lulav. What's lulav? Okay, good. Okay, hold on. Lulav is possibly, most possibly, tashmish mitzvah. I say most possibly, because there are definitely a lot of drushas that a lulav might have in elements of tashmish kedusha. Okay? Lulav is tashmish, but lulav definitely is tashmish. What's a classical case in high school? That you do Tashmish Mitzvah, what happens when you, again, back to the sweaty tzitzis that we started off with the Amud Yomi. What happens with tzitzis? With tzitzis, Tashmish Kedusha, Tashmish Mitzvah?
Oh, you just put the things in the bag or bury them.
Correct. Do you need to bury them?
No.
Not
right, 50-50, right? No. Okay, tzitzis is an example. Okay, the big chiddush according to the Ramban is that this is also Beit Knesset according to the Ramban. Okay? So Tashmish Kedusha example is going to be Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Beis HaMikdash. Okay, even at the end of his mind, what is the practical difference? The first practical difference is the concept at the end, like you said, is the concept of do you need one example is Gneza, what we call Sheamus, right? Do you need to bury or not? So if it's a Tashmish Kedusha, you need to bury it. If it's a Tashmish Mitzvah, you don't need to bury it. Now we, since it was used during Kedusha during that time, we do two options. One option, what we do with it is what? We bury it, just out of respect, even though halakhically you don't need to. What's the other thing that we do with it? What? Use it. Use it for another mitzvah. Okay? When do we use it for another mitzvah? Give me an example. Beer chametz, that's the classical idea. Why do you have to keep your lulav all year round? It's annoying and it gets dirty. The bottom line is, once you use it for one mitzvah, there's something even all every week if you're medaktik like this, which is every week if you lead benching on suda shlishit. Ever know what I'm talking about? So it's actually a chumrah. Okay, the concept of using a kos. Okay, there's a machlokas whether using a kos is for one person. You know, you're eating some shawarma, and then you say, you know, where's the kos? I need to be mevarich berkat hamazon al kos. So there is an opinion that even berkat hamazon for one person. Then there is an opinion of how many? Three people. Okay, the Cutler House does for three people. Okay, but there's then what's the next level? Ten people. I thought for a long time ten people was meikar adin. It wasn't just a chumra. The truth is, it's also a chumrah. It's a very nice chumrah. Okay? So we have this idea that that Suda Shlishit. Some people who are leading the coast, what does the Baal Bayit always tell you if you're leading with the coast by Suda Shlishit? Don't drink it. Right? Why not to drink it?
Use it for Abdallah.
Why are you using for Abdallah? Well, you're just being cheap on the gross wine, the gross grape juice. No, I use Miskah. Right? But what's the idea? The idea is the same idea of the Tashmish HaMitzvah. What do? We either at the end, we either bury it or we use it for another mitzvah. Versus Tashmish Kedusha, that's what we do, is we do with Gemizah. Okay, what is the difference? I didn't ask you to see this. The difference of something that's called the Tashmish Kedusha, we're going to see to it, is, like Mr. Narrow said, is Shem Hashem. Okay, it's going to be very much, please don't put a pencil. Right? Tashmish Kedusha drives me crazy. Tashmish Kedusha, which is what? We're going to see it has Shem Hashem. The tefillin, the essence of it, Sefer Torah, the essence of it is what? Shem Hashem. Okay? Just, how do I know that that's true? That is the Shem Hashem. That the Tashmish Kedusha, this is Rav Soloveitchik, the definition of it is, you have Shem Hashem as part of its fabric, its essence. Give me an example. I just gave you two, okay? I just gave you two examples. Tefillin and Sefer Torah. Here are the two examples that this is called Tashmish Kedusha. How do I know that this is Shem Hashem? What? So the easiest part would be because you have Shem Hashem on it. Where do I have Shem Hashem on it? So that's in it. That's in it also. It's true, it's in it. And you also have... Oh, good! What does the Gemara Brachah say? Oh, yefemo, right? Vira'u. I'm using a lot of blue here. Right? Vira'u. What does it say? Vira'u kol amei ha'aretz. Shem Hashem alecha. V'yaru mineka. What is that referring to, says the Gemara in Brachos, Mr. Jesse? Elu.
Elu is
Felon Shavarosh. Where does he get that from? Where does he get it from? That we see Elu Tefillin Shavarosh. So it's not only that it has the name in it, but the essence of the tefillin is Shem Hashem. That's tefillin. That's one idea for the Gemara Brachos. Very good. How about Sefer Torah? How do you know Sefer Torah Shem Hashem? Anybody give me a proof? I'll give you two proofs. Ready? Two proofs Sefer Torah. This is for all those people against biblical criticism and all these people that it's all made up for Reform Judaism. We have two proofs. Halachically, number one is, what happens? You spend $30,000 on a Sefer Torah, and then what happens? You're missing one letter. What's the halacha? Apostle. Why is it possible? Why is it possible? Why should it be possible? Is it mystical? Is it just mystical? Ooh. Is it just a problem of Zedek Levay? Most problem, Zedek Levay is only b'di'evit. It's a nice lechachil. It's a hinder. Why? If I miss one letter, should it be possible? Because what? How is it a desecration of Shem Hashem? So it's not the full thing. So the Ramban, the Minchas Chinuch brings down, is because of this idea. Since it's what? Since the essence of Sefer Torah is what? Shem Hashem. That is the Sefer Torah. Therefore what? You miss one letter. What are you missing? You want to say desecrating Shem Hashem. You're missing the full picture. There's a certain ivut. There's a certain distortion of it. How do I know that that's even more true? Not only that the Ramban says it and that idea, and then we'll finish our introduction and move into the Ishir, which is, there are two brachot possibly min HaTorah. What are the two brachot min HaTorah? Benching. V'achalta v'savata uveirachta. What's the other brachot? Possibly. Berchas HaTorah. What's the possibly Berchas HaTorah? That's what he said, right?
That's a Berchas
HaTorah. Hear what you want to hear. Like, what do we got? What Birchas? He said Birchas Achodesh. I'm not sure why he said that, but okay. That I want to go over that. Hopefully, please God, next week I want to go over the tefillah by Kiddush before Kiddush Levana. I want to be able to go over why we do that. Some people, or why people should be doing it. The concept of Kiddush Levana, how we don't worship the moon and what that's all about. Okay, but the other one, the other Birchas HaTorah possibly is, the other Bracha Min HaTorah is, Birchas HaTorah. What's the pasuk of Birchas HaTorah? Anybody know? What's the pasuk that we say? Ki, Shem, Hashem, and Kra, Havukot Elokim. You've heard that before, right? Most of you say it before Mincha. One of those myths. What are the myths? What's the myth? What people do? You say? Oh, good, my man. This is why I still see people. Still see people doing it to this day. It drives me crazy. Hashem, Svatai, Tikach, Ufi, Agiti, Hilatash, Baruch. What are you doing? It's like you learned that in God. It's not the right way to do it.
Do the three steps.
Right? Do the three steps before, then you think about it. Why do three steps? It's not for this year. So too, same idea. When by mitzvah, you say, Kishem Hashem Ekrav, go to the king. Kishem Hashem Ekrav, what is that referring to? We're saying, the Gemara says, it's talking about Birchas HaTorah. It's not just some frum thing. It's saying that the essence of what? Of a Sefer Torah Tefillin is Shem Hashem. And we can continue going on, but that's not our full topic today. The other full topic is what? Is the Beit Knesset. Okay? Obviously also, the third one is Beit HaMikdash. That would be the third one. Okay? And the question comes back to this machlok. Where does Beit Knesset belong? Does Beit Knesset belong over here or over here? We've seen that the Ramban had said it belongs over here. But according to the Ran and the Rambam, Beit Knesset belongs in this category. The Ran and the Rambam say that it belongs in the Tashmish Kedusha. Okay? And we explained outside, because Eitan had explained it already, that according to the Ran, it's like what? The Beit Knesset is like what? Like the Beit HaMikdash. Rabbinic or biblical?
The
Rabban. The Ran had said that, and you read it inside with Eitan, that it's Asu Rabbanan Midibrehem. Okay, what's the pasuk that you get Beit HaKnesset like the Beit HaMikdash that you learned with Eitan? Yefemor Vahilahem or Mikdash Naat. That's concept like a mini Mikdash. And you learned with Eitan that the Rambam, which we're going to do even more so, says, especially according to the Iranian, and maybe even today, where you saw in the Sefer HaMitzvos, that it's like a Mikdash Naat, that according to the Ran, it's Midrabanan, but according to the Rambam, it might be even Deoraisa. Okay, according to the Rambam. Now, that's all the introduction. Now, today, I asked you to see the Gemara Megillah. If you open up the Gemara Megillah, you read a Machloket between Rav Papi and Chatayim of these. We wanted to start off the shiur with that question. That question, which is what? Between Shul, is it Chatayim of these or Chol Chesmas? Or Chavav of these. The Gemara says Rav Papi in the name of Rebbe, Rava.
Rava's the next one.
Mi beit nishta lebei rabbanan shari. Okay, which is what we're not talking. This is not allowed. Okay, the Gemara says mi beit nishta in our sugya. What you have dealt with Eitan at the beginning of the week is the actual issue of destroying the shul. Now we're talking about. Let's say I want to transform. I want to transform my Beit Knesset into a Beit Midrash or vice versa. Am I allowed to do that? Okay?
It's without destroying it.
Now again, it could be very much interconnected about destroying it. Because a lot of times, how do you transform it? You have to knock things down. That in itself, I hadn't fully worked it out. There's a machlokas we showed him. I didn't give it to you today because I didn't fully work it out in my head. What exactly is the machlokas? We're not just doing yes, no. The machlokas between the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yerucham, are you allowed to within a shul to be marchiv the shul? Whether you're allowed to, you know, you have this extension of the shul. Now, marchiv, so extend. Did you do that? You read that inside the Rosh? You told me you did the Rosh, right?
Yeah, we did. It said it is a Rosh.
Right, the Rosh had said, if I'm not mistaken, that it's Aser. And Rabbeinu Yerucham says, yeah, I'm not sure which one said which. I think he had said it's Aser. Oh.
They said that you also remember that we add just like in case we want to be machlokes.
Right, that's what the Rosh said. So the question is, what exactly is that machloket? I wasn't sure, therefore I didn't bring it down yet. I'm still thinking about it. But within the Gemara that I asked to see, for you to see today, we had a machloket whether you can make from a Beit Knesset into a Beit Midrash. Is that mutter Rosh? The Gemara had said, "Mi Beit Knesset lebei Rabbanan Shari." From a shul to make it into a Beit Midrash is allowed, but Mibei Rabban Beit Knishta is Asur. Versus Rav Papa, in the name of Rabba, He said the opposite. Matni ibcha. Omar Rav Acha kavate de Rav Papi mistabu. I like Rav Papi. The Omar of Yeshua ben Levi. Big Knesset, you're allowed to do, make it into a big midrash. Shema mina. So we have Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi saying that what happens, that you can transfer Beit Knesset to a Beit Midrash. Then the Gemara continued from a pasuk Malachim Beis. Darsh Bar Kapara, my dichtiv vayisrof et Beit Hashem, vet Beit HaMelech, vet Kol Batei Yerushalayim, vet Kol Beit Gadol. The Gemara darshens each one of these words. Sarav Be'esh, Beit Hashem is what? Is the Beit HaMikdash. Beit HaMelech is the Paltrin Shel Melech. Vet Kol Batei Yerushalayim Kimashman. What's called Beit Gadol Sarav Be'esh? There we had Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shmuel Levi. We're going to come back to those adjectives or how you view Beit HaMikdash and Beit HaKnesset. Very soon we will get back to that. But now we have the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shmuel Levi. Chad Amar Makom. What does it mean Gadol? What does it mean Gadol? So Chad said it's a Makom Shemegalim Bo Torah. The Chad Amar Makom Shemegalim Bo Tefillah. Man da amar Torah dechtiv Hashem chafetz leman tziko yagdil Torah v'yadir. Uman da amar tefillah dechtiv safrana agdolot sherasa Elisha. And that what Elisha was doing was with tefillah.
What is that word tefillah?
Now what? It's from the word gadol. What about tefillah?
As in the first one is yagdil Torah.
Yeah, what about yagdil Torah? It's not talking about tefillah.
No.
The first pasuk is saying that Gadol is Torah because it says Yagdil Torah v'Yadir.
Yeah.
Exactly.
God so next. Could say like Yagdil Tefillah or like
what's the
equivalent.
Gadolot. It says Gadolot. The great things that Elisha did, and it says Elisha was davening. We just had this in the Torah, right? The great things that Elisha did. Then it says what? Tistayim the Yabshua ben Levihu. Let me prove that Rishon Levi is the one who said what? Torah. And it connects it to our previous machlokes. Because Rishon Levi says what? Beit Knesset mutar lasot Beit Midrash. So it interconnects these two machlokes. And it says that what? We have a machloket between, I'm going to erase this for now, and I'm sure you'll remember everything I wrote up here. Okay? That says what? We have this concept of Gadol. It either Gadol can either mean tefillah or it can mean Torah. And now the Gemara says which one is which? Rabbi Yochanan says which one? Don't you help me out? Which one did Rabbi Yochanan say?
Torah.
Rabbi Yochanan said Torah. Okay? Which one did he say?
Tefillah.
Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi had said tefillah. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi had said Torah. And Rabbi Yochanan said tefillah. Rabbi Yochanan said tefillah. Yoni, how you gonna help me out? Right? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said this. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that.
What the issue?
Okay, that's what we're gonna talk about right now. Well, the issue comes back to can I transfer? Right? And this is what we're gonna talk about right now. Understanding what the machloket is, whether what? Whether what's the machloket? Is Beit HaKnesset or Beit HaMidrash greater, correct? Which one's greater? Correct? Comes Rabbi Yochanan and says, Gadol is the Beit HaKnesset because tefillah is greater. Seemingly. Correct? Seemingly. The Rabbi Shuma Levi says Torah. Gadol is Torah. And therefore Rabbi Shuma Levi says what? Since it's Torah, what can you do according to Rabbi Shuma Levi? You can make the Beit Knesset into a Beit Midrash. It connects these two, right? It connects these two points. The Beit HaKnesset, according to Rabbi Yochanan, says tefillah is better. The Beit HaKnesset cannot be done into a Beit Midrash. Correct?
Yes.
Good? Now, that's the Machlokas versus Rabbi Shmuel Levi, who says no. Right? Versus Rabbi Shmuel Levi, who says that a Beit HaKnesset can be converted into a Beit Midrash. Okay, good. So that's really the question. That's the first question I wanted to deal with, which is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, before we actually even analyze this machlok, okay, which we're going to, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that Beit HaKnesset cannot be done, right? The Beit HaKnesset cannot be done into a Beit Midrash, because why? Because the Beit HaKnesset is greater. Why should that be true? So, we're going to start with Rambam. according to the Ramban, that's what I learned with the Rosses, that according to the Ramban, we started off the shir saying, what's the nature of the Kedusha of the Ramban of the Beit Knesset?
Tefillah.
So, you're telling me that I have to have the preference of the Beit Knesset more than the Beit Midrash. Doesn't make sense. Why doesn't it make sense? Because, let's even assume that Tefillah is Doraita. Let's even assume that. There's a Machloket, the Rambam and Ramban. Let's assume it is Doraita. The question comes, why, if we have to choose one mitzvah over the other, in halachic terminology, we know it's Talmud Torah Keneged Kula. So I have to choose between Tefillah. The Gemara in Shabbat says that it uses Tefillah, description of Tefillah is what? Is Chaye Sha'ah versus Talmud Torah is Chaye Olam. Talmud Torah is Keneged Kula. If that's true, how can we have, according to Rabbi Yochanan, this Shita, according to the Ramban Shita? According to the Ramban, who we learned yesterday, that the nature of the Kedusha of the Beit Knesset is Tefillah. How can you, and it's for the mitzvah of Tefillah, how can we now go and say that a Beit Knesset super or transcends the Kedusha of the Beit HaMidrash? When Beit HaMidrash, it's all based on the mitzvah. We know Talmud Torah is connected to Kula. So that's one question that I want to answer right now, and then we'll go analyze the Rambam also. So I asked you to see, I thought it was a very strong question, so I asked you to see the Gemara in Brachot Adav Vavam Abiz. Rav Soloveitchik answered it with this Gemara in Brachot Adav Vavam Abiz. And to be frank, a lot of times when I'm telling the students about the yeshiva, I talk about location, location, location. Ever heard about that? Real estate? Location, location, location. And what happens, and I even tell the Talmidim, you'll remember when you have a chavrusa at the Kotel, and you'll remember when the Beis HaMikdash is here, you'll remember that you learned this. And the truth is, I remember I spoke to Mike Brandwein today, and I remember these guys who I learned years ago, exactly what I learned in the basement at the Kotel. I remember learning with a guy named Dr. Jeremy Miles, he's now a dentist. Learned exactly what I learned at Michlas Usher with him, actually. So you remember it. The question is, that might be sentimental. Halachically, explains Rav Soloveitchik, there might not be a concept called getting a makom in a base medrash. It might be a nice idea to have a makom in a base medrash, a very good social idea to have to help you long term, a religious idea. But the actual halachic idea comes from the Gemara in Brachos and that Vavam Beis that you saw. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that what do you have? What do you have to have in a shul? You have to have a shul called, what's it called? A makom. Did you see that Gemara in Brachos? Everyone saw that Gemara? Brachos Vavam Beis that we learned from Avraham Avinu? You didn't get that. You have a Gemara in Brachos with you?
Did you bring the Gemara in Brachos?
I left mine downstairs.
Right, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara says on Bava Mabiz, the Gemara says, Ko Amar Avuna, Ko Akoveya Makom Letfilato, Elokei Abraham Be'ezro, Ukishemit, Omrim Lo E Anav E Chasid, Mitamidav Shel Avraham Avinu. This is the halacha, you have to be Koveya Makom in your tefillah. The Avram Avinu minama the kava makom techti vayashkim Avram baboker el makom asher amat sham ve'in amida el tefillah shneimar vayamor pinchas vayipach. Explains Rav Soloveitchik, you know how the Ramban understands it. It's true. If I just look at the merits of the mitzvah Talmud Torah is keneged kula, but it could very well be that the Beit Knesset is the house of what? There's a special ma'ala that transcends even Talmud Torah, which is what? Being kovei makom in a shul. Having that makom in a shul, and many of us get annoyed. That in halachically, it's a very interesting issue that comes up, that you, when you want to come in, and you're a guest, and all of a sudden, a little an elderly gentleman comes and starts giving you the elbow, this is my makom. And you get a little annoyed. But halachically, there is a very, very important concept to the point that according to the Ramban, that gives it its more special status. It gives it the special status of the Beit Knesset because of this halachic superiority. The status called what? Called the Kviyut Makom. Arkan the Ramban. Okay? The Ramban, now we have to figure out what the Ramban. what is this idea? How far do we take this idea that it's like Dushat Beit HaMikdash? The Beit HaKnesset is like the Kedushat Beit HaMikdash. How far do we take this idea? And I gave you many sources today to show you in different realms how far do we go. So one of the halachot is exactly this. Is this question of, can I make the Beit Knesset into the Beit Midrash or not? We could have that, hopefully at the end we'll put that together also. But which halachot did we see? Did you see in the different Rambams? That seemingly, if we want to compare it to the Beit HaMikdash, how far do we extend it? And if it's not extended all the way, why not? Meaning, if you're telling me, according to the Rambam, it is like the Beit HaMikdash, so it should be like the Beit HaMikdash. Now you'll answer me, it only calls it a Mikdash Ma'at. So therefore, that will be true. Okay, the question is, in what way is it expressed? Everyone clear with me? The question is, the Rambam saying it's Doraisa. The Beit HaKnesset has Kedushat. Kedushat HaMikdash. The Kedusha is in the Mikdash. How far do we extend it? So within that, I asked you to see some Rambams. What does the Rambam say? Everyone open up. So first of all, the first idea that I asked you to see, so the sheets that I have here, I think you had already seen with Eitan, if I'm not mistaken, right? Eitan, you told me about Mitzvah Lasei Samachay, right?
Yeah.
That you already saw. But before we get to... What'd you say? You saw that already. But we'll start with the Yivamos. Everyone saw in Yivamos. We'll start with that halacha. Within Yivamos, we have that halacha. We know we have a concept called Mora Mikdash. And Shatotai Kishmoro Mikdashi Tiro, it's brought down in two different psukim. Where is it brought down? Don't tell me in Gemara Nivar. Where is it brought down? At Shatotai and Bichukotai, very good. The last pasuk in Parsha Bichukotai. And what else? Kadosh. Two different times. And obviously, it's brought down two different times. You want to know why? That's what you should look at, the context. Context of two different contexts, it teaches you different halachot there. But within that, it says, "Et shabtotai tishmoru u'mikdashi tirau lamali." So the Gemara in the Yivamot that I asked you to see says, "I need it for the following teaching for the Braita that says Yachol yitiarei adam mikdash." I might think that I actually have to have mora from the mikdash. No, "Et shabtotai tishmoru mikdashi tirau." It says shmira b'shabbat and it says mora mikdash. Just like the shmira, it's not the actual Saturday that I'm actually having fear from, but actually the entity, God, who warned me for Shabbat, only for the person who what? Who tells you to have the Mora Mikdash. What is Mora Mikdash? Says the Gemara. What's the examples of Mora Mikdash? How does it manifest itself that I'm not allowed to show irreverent, to have lightheadedness? Or what does the Gemara say? Lo yikanes adam. Anybody remember? What does it say, Mora Mikdash? How do I do that? What? You saw the Gemara, they stopped. Okay, then they saw it in the Rambam, I'm assuming. Okay, so either one, you have no excuse. You got to tell me.
You don't bring a cane in there.
Good, you don't bring a cane in there. What else? You don't go with your shoes, right? You don't make a shortcut. So many of you have been taught that before. Now, unfortunately, we don't have the Beit HaMikdash, but many of you have already learned that, just probably, again, from your grade school, your high school, what happens? They tell you, don't walk through a shul. What do they tell you to do?
Say a
pasuk. Good. So that's all rooted in Mora Mikdash. Lo yasu kapandri, it says. But then it continues. And it says, urikikah. We're going to talk about this also. Spitting. Now for us, from Western society, we never understood, unless you learned a little history, like what is going on. Spitting. But first of all, there are shuls nowadays that people still spit in the shul. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, when they say Bliyan.
Yeah, they say what?
They say Bliyan Hara.
But first of all, they don't say Bliyan Hara. They say Ben Porat Yosef. They don't say Bliyan Hara. That's first. Second of all, they say Bliyan Hara. Okay? But what they say is Shehem Ishtan Chavim Lahel Vari Chot. Right? That's Chabad. Right? It's also many Sephardic shuls to this day too. Okay? So that's where the Gemara says that Rikikam, you don't do. And the Gemara continues and says, this is only true in the Beit, this is all talking about Beit HaMikdash. Ein li'ela b'zman she'Beit HaMikdash kayam. When the Beit HaMikdash is not extant, what happens? Says the Pasuk in chapter Tai Tishmor Mikdashi Tiro, just like Shmirah by Shabbat is always, even if it's not interlinked or interdependent on the Beit HaMikdash, you have to be Shomer Shabbos. So too, Morah Hamor B'Mikdash Le'olam. And you saw, and if not, the Sefer HaMitzvah, Mitzvah Aseh Chaf Aleph, says that we have a mitzvah, lira, min Beit HaMikdash. It says, Mikdashi tiro. And what happens? I ask you to see the Rambam in Perek Zion. Halacha Zion that said what? What did the Rambam say? Mr. Book, read it for me. What did the Rambam say? Right? So what is this din of Mora Mikdash is not only for the physical structure of the building, but it's even what? Even when it's destroyed. Okay? And he quotes this exact same pasuk after saying the examples which we just gave. You also have, if I'm not mistaken, did I tell you to see another Rambam? I did, right? What did I ask you to see? Perek Zion. What else did I tell you to see? Before I have to tell you to see another one?
No.
Uh-huh. Okay. There's a reason I didn't say that. Okay. Well, I asked you to see the Rambam Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Tefillah, right?
Yeah.
Where's the Rambam? Okay. Now, you also saw the Sefer Yoreim with Eitan, right?
Yes.
Okay. Everyone have the before we see the Rambam and Hilchos Tefillah. You have the Yoreim from Eitan. That's why I didn't ask you to see it. You told me so. It is either Mitzvah Shin Chav Dal or Siman Taftet, depending on Taftet. Everyone look how the Yoreim quotes the Mitzvah Mora Mikdash. It says V'yareita Me'elokecha Tziva B'Kanes Adam L'Mikdash. Look what he says. Or Beit HaKnesset or the Beit HaMidrash, Shinag Bahem Mora V'Kibud, and he quotes from Behar and from what we have over here, the exact Vahi Lachem L'Mikdash Me'at. What does he say here? Clearly, the Yoreim applies what? The exact Sukkim that we just saw. The exact Sukkim of Et Shab Totai Tishmaru. Umikdashi tirau comes the Yoreim and says what? This applies to what? The Yoreim applies that you have a mitzvah asei deoraita to do what? To have fear in the mikdash plus Beit HaKnesset. Now, what we just even in both, okay? Correct? Vayi more mikdash. Yeah, that book. Also, Bati Midrash. Oh, you want to tell me, does that mean, according to him, that Beit Midrash have Kedusha and Mikdash? Is that what you're going to say? That would work very well. That would be interchangeable. That's what Mr. Rawson had asked me also. Now, within the Yoreim, now what would I expect? We just finished one round. We just finished the Rambam, the exact same Pesukim that the Rambam says in Hilchos Beisa Bechira. What did the Rambam say? The Rambam just said in the Rambam Hilchos Beisa Bechira Perek Zayin that what? Do you have a mitzvah Mora Mikdash? Yes. Is the mitzvah Mora Mikdash? It doesn't matter if it's standing or not standing?
No.
He quoted the Pasuk of Hashimoti et Mikdash Shechem, that even if it's lays fallow, afa pi shewa, afa pi shishomimim, vikdu shatan himomdim. Okay, the exact same pasuk that it says for Yoreim quoted, the Rambam quotes that same idea. Okay, but then what happens? And he quotes it also in the mitzvah, the Rambam mitzvah say chafal, same idea. But what happens? Now I ask you to see the Rambam and Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Yud Aleph. The exact same psukim. What would you expect now? What would the Rambam now say in Hilchos Tefillin? What should he say? The same is true by Beit Knesset. Who said that? The Iranian said it, right? The exact same pasuk. It's Shabbatai Tishmoro, that it's La'olam. And Vashimotiyat with the Shechem. They all quote the exact same source of Parshas Bechukosai, Parshas Kedoshim. That it's not only when there's a physical structure there, but even right now, you have a mitzvah of Moro Mikdash. This is part of my shiur when I go around talking about can I go up to Har HaBayit or not. This is part of that shiur. So some want to say, Rav Kook has a long letter to say that this is one of the reasons you can't go up. Because the way you have to do it is Moro Mikdash. There's a mitzvah of Moro Mikdash. Some want to say, and maybe that the only way you could do Moro Mikdash is actually to go up there. But not for now. Okay? But that's, even though the physical structure, Jason, is not there, you still have Moro Mikdash. Now what you would expect is exactly like the Uranium. The Uranium now says this also applies to what? This also applies to a shul. Especially according to the Rambam, who says what? The Beit HaMikdash's Kedusha is what? Like? The Beit HaKnesset's Kedusha is like the Beit HaMikdash. Comes the Rambam, and Plotka says, why am I reading this Rambam? And the answer is, because of this. All the same. Not all the same. Comes the Rambam, and that's why we try to do it in advance to read the Rishonim inside. Comes the Rambam, Perkei Aleph. Go ahead, read for me, Mr. Eagle. Bate Knesiot. Noagim Mohamad? What's that word?
Kavod.
Good. So what do you have to have? Kavod. How does that express itself? Go ahead. Go ahead. Machzalaot is mats. Right, that's what they would sit like in countries nowadays. They sit down on them. Go ahead. I guess we're like Ari Adom, that we have kibbutz lavi seats or Indonesian seats. Then we continue in halach above. Go ahead. Good. That's what we learned yesterday. The concept of not having kalut rosh. Then in halach yir aleph. Sound familiar, right? Even though it's destroyed, like we just said, they are keep reading. Shneamar. Comma. What would you expect him now to say? Till now, it's been word for word, correct? What does word for word mean? Word for word is what we have by Beit HaKnesset and the Beit HaMikdash. Same sources, same rules. What are the same sources, same rules? Karish, help me out again. What do we got? By the Beit HaMikdash, we have what? We have the mitzvah of... What's the mitzvah? Yira, to be more Mikdash, which we said you can't go in with your cane and you can't make a shortcut. You can't spit. Good. The Rambam Paskin like that by more Mikdash. And what? He's got the exact same sources. What are the sources we said? We saw from Bechukotai and from Kedoshim and Shabbat Taitish Mor Mikdashim Tiroz La'olam. Even Afal Pi Sheshomimim. Even though they're what? Even though it's fallow, the Kedusha is extant. So then what? What would you expect him to say? Exactly like the Arayim. That what? It's a mitzvah to say Doraita, both by the Mikdash and by the Beit Knesset, to have what? Yira. That's what it should say, right? Is there a typo? No typo. What does it say? What are the next words? Who was reading? Josh? Reboots. Yeah. Stop right there. What does he say? He doesn't say what we would expect. What does he say? Did everybody see this when you learned it in Seder? Book, you saw that? Good. What's the question?
On the Rambam.
It's a question that you said you saw. So help me. What is it? What's the question? What is the question? Can anybody scream the question to me that thank God I'm in this shir that now I'm going to have an answer? We said that the Rambam's Kedusha of the Kedusha of the Beis Knesset is like what?
like
the Beit HaMikdash. And what do we say about the Kedusha of the Beit HaMikdash now? What mitzvah do we have? Yirah. And how does Yirah come about? We say that it's manifested by not walking through the cane, etc. Correct? Is that true only when the Beit HaMikdash is actually extant? No. And the exact sources we learned it from is Shavto Taitishmar Mikdash Yitiro. Plus, Vashim Optimik Mikdash Echem, which means that even if it's fallow, you still have the Kedusha. The Rambam, the Perek Yud Aleph, quotes those exact same sources. And what does he say? Now comes to the shul, exact same sources. According to the Rambam, the Kedusha of a shul is what? Like the Mikdash. What should he say? Black and white. He should say what?
Same laws.
Same laws. It should be moral. What does he say? What do you have? Kavod. Josh, you just read that, right? What did he say? There's no typo. You go back into the Rambams. There's no typo there. There's no typo. Should have been a typo. What he should have said is what? What he should have said is Mora. But he says there is no mitzvah Mora nowadays in our local Orthodox shuls. That was in a sociological statement also. But an halachic statement. There is no mitzvah Mora. But what is it? It's a mitzvah only of Kavod, he says. The question that begs itself is, why does the Rambam not say there's a Mora in our shuls?
What's the
Nafka Mina? Nafka Mina is all the different things that he says about Mora doesn't necessarily apply when it comes into the shul. All you have is Kibbutz. So he says, since you have these things, you have to show it with Kavod. But you don't have those same things of Mora. Everything he said about Mora doesn't necessarily apply.
The idea of, like, you know...
Of what?
Like, Kalev Rosh and everything that
yeah, what about it?
It's against the idea of Mora, but it's also against the idea of Kibbutz. Like, it's also not respectful.
Okay, so then that's where...
But things...
That's like where we need the... You with me? That's what... But again, the shoe... Oh.
The shoes and the... Cut.
All those, the shoes.
Right, those are...
That's why you can go to the shul, right?
Right.
So what's going on? What's going on? So I want to explain this right now. You have an explanation? Okay, good. Before you explain it, I want to try, because I'm going to try to answer up everything. I want to hear, I want to ask one more question. Okay, as a good Jew. One more question. One more question is I ask you to see also the Rabbi Akiva Eiger. I sent it to you over WhatsApp. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says what? What did Rabbi Akiva, if you didn't see it, you can still look at it up WhatsApp right now. What did Rabbi Akiva Eiger say? You should know. What does Rabbi Akiva Eiger say? Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Siman Kuf Nun, if I'm not mistaken. What was it? Kuf Nun. Am I remember what I said? Kuf Nun, I was right. Yeah, what does he say? He talks about what? He talks about, he quotes a Rambam, right, about planting a tree. Am I allowed to plant a tree next to a shul? So this is the problem, because in a lot of our shuls, in the courtyards, you have trees. But what does the Rambam say? Hanotea ilan. Hanotea ilan itzal mizbeach. Right? This is the pasuk in Sefer Dvarim that says what? Lo tita lecha next to the mizbeach, right? Hanotea ilan itzal mizbeach o b'chol azara. Doesn't matter if it's a fruit tree or a tree that is fruitless. Your chayav makos. Comes Rabbi Akiva and says, this is also true by a shul. It's also true by a shul. And the simple pshat is what? Why would he say that that is true? Because the kedusha of the Beit HaKnesset resembles the kedusha of the Beit HaMikdash. So to answer up both of these questions, how Rabbi Chaim and others, and nowadays people plant trees, I know in the English of Staten Island there's trees right there in the courtyard, right next to the shul. I'm sure in other shuls they have it also, I'm not sure. Are you sure you have it? You have trees? No? Maybe in the old city we're very machmir. Right? Not that trees at all. The what? There is one. There's one. So how are we gonna say a book? What do you want to answer? What do you want to say the answer?
That is really no contradiction.
Why is there no contradiction?
Because the way that
you
understand it when you want to know is if it's all based on Yira, and it's not Yira Samachim, Yira Hashem. So if there's no real Yira Samachim, especially if if the muscle is destroyed, then there shouldn't be any yira. But the yekibur is yekibur the muscle. That's where I have yiras Hashem. It's in this location where I create Hakadosh Baruch Hu every day, where I learned b'shem Hashem every day. That's where the yira took place, and therefore there's a yekibur the muscle. But when the place is destroyed, there's no yira there because I'm not there.
The Gemara says that it is. The Gemara says that there is a yira. That as a result of, even though the place isn't there, God is there. The Beit HaMikdash physically is not there. But Shem Hashem doesn't leave from there. He doesn't leave from there. And therefore you should have a chiyuv of more Mikdash. The Rambam himself says in Mitzvah Aseh Chav Aleph, there's a Mitzvah Aseh nowadays, Li Ramin HaMikdash, Afal Pi Shezeh Bechor Bano. So the answer could be, to a fundamental distinction into how do we view the Beit HaKnesset. You knew I was getting there. Which is what? How do you view the Beit HaKnesset? It's true it might have the Kedusha of the Beit HaMikdash, but what does it? Is it exactly like the Beit HaMikdash now? Right? It's a Mikdash Ma. So what does that mean though it's a Mikdash Ma? In what way does it? I showed you a couple of sources that I think it's actually also Pshat. In Baba Basra, also what we learned this week, and that's why I brought this up also, is that the shul, it's true that what? That we come to the shul to be able to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what is the shul? What is the shul? You saw in two different places. Number one, I asked you to see the Gemara Brachos. What does the Gemara Brachos say? On Daf Samach Gimel. What does he quote the shul? He quotes it. He says it's ke what? What was the language? Everybody see the Gemara Brachos? Okay, the Gemara says in Brachot, and Daf Samach Gimel, Shita of Rava, that says, you know why you can't make a shortcut into the shul? The Gemara doesn't quote the source of Mora Mikdash there, but rather, what's the source? Why can't I spit in the shul? Why can't I make shortcuts? The Gemara Brachot says, Daf Samach Gimel from Rava, it says it's Kibesa. That the shul is like your bayit. Now, where else did you see this? Where else did you see this? Meaning, just to fully explain it. It's true it has the kedusha of the mikdash, but it is fundamentally different than the what? Than the Beis HaMikdash. What's the Beis HaMikdash? Is it kibesi? No, what is it? And where did you see that? The pasuk. Good, the pasuk. Which pasuk? All over. Very good. But the Gemara and Brachos, the Megillah that we started, excuse me, what did the Gemara in Megillah say, you remember? Vayisrov et Beit Hashem. What did the Gemara say? I told you at the beginning, I was going to close up loose ends. I said I was going to come back to this. What is the Beis HaMikdash called? Beis Hashem. What is the Shul called? Beito. It's also called Beito, though we'll get to that in a second. Okay? It's called your house. It's called like your house. If that's true, hold on. If it's true that it's in your house, so number one, we explain that what, even though there is a certain level of kedusha that has, even though number one by the Beit HaMikdash, that's a different level of the makom. It still has yirah, but since fundamentally the kedusha of a Beit Knesset is not of Beit Hashem, but of what? Of your house. Therefore, there is no chiyuv of what? Yira, but it's only of kavod. One second. Only of yira, not yira, of kavod. Now, if that's true, Rav Soloveitchik explained, this is not just happenstance. It's rooted in the halacha. My son asked me around 3 years ago. He says, we have a concept called Kabbalat Shabbat. Why don't we have a concept called Kabbalat Shabbat? Everybody loves Kabbalah Shabbos. It's a great innovation. It's a great innovation. Kabbalah Shabbos now. It's exciting. Right? Amazing. Svat. You guys just finished Svat. Right? We should have a Kabbalah Yontif. It's a great question, no? Kabbalah Shabbos is great. Yontif's even more so. I personally hate it. I personally hate the when Shabbos and Yontif come together. Then what do? You do the abbreviated version. I always felt that people are like, oh, it's Yontif. I always felt it's an affront to Shabbos. Like, what's going on? What's the answer? The answer is, why do we have a Kabbalah Shabbat? We don't have a Kabbalah Yom Tov. The answer is based on this distinction. What does that mean?
On Yontif, where do we go? What's the mitzvah? Aliyah L'Regel. Where are we going? We're going to Beis Hashem. On Shabbos, what's going on? Hashem is coming to us. God is the guest. God is the guest. I asked you to see the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Vav Amud Beis. Two different expressions Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. That what's going on? Rav Soloveitchik pointed out beautifully in the Gemara in Brachos. That says what? Two different expressions that shows this point on Daf Vav. That says? Yeah. That says? Yeah, right before that. It says? One second. But the Beit HaKnesset v'lo matzah be'asara miyad ha'kois means that what? God is coming. Okay? Or the other expression is that God is matsui. Where is it? There's another language like that also. Here. That only God is ba. One second. It's another expression here which we can find now. It's also the concept of God coming. Meaning, that is the difference. That is the difference for what? That's the difference where we have Kabbalah Shabbat, God is coming to us. And therefore what? We could be the host and we could be Mekabel Shabbat. Versus on Yom Tov, we're going to Him. We can't do Kabbalah Shabbat. It's His house. That's why the Gemara calls it Beit Hashem. Furthermore, look at our Gemara. One second, Pascal. Let me just finish everything and I'll ask. Go back to our Gemara Baba Basra, please, for a second. Our Gemara Baba Basra. Can anybody look at the Gemara, the 8 or 9 or 10 lines that we did on the Kibbutz of Beis? Can anybody bring a diuk that what I'm saying is correct, or Rav Soloveitchik is saying correct? How do you know that the Beit HaKnesset is known as Kibbutz? And if it's known as Kibbutz, it has these halachic ramifications. Number one that we've said so far is that you have a concept called Kabbalah Shabbat. The concept that Hashem is angry when you're not there and He's coming, quote unquote, as a visitor and you're not there yet. The concept of the difference between Kabbalah Shabbat and Kabbalah Yom Tov. Does anybody see a diuk in the Gemara? What about the sleeping there? We have problems with him sleeping there. What?
This is classic Joshi.
Dal Vav, he says, it's Matsui. Minayim Shakar Shabbat is Matsui Bebet HaKnesset. Thank you for the expression. Good, got it. That is Matsu. And he comes around. Good, thank you, Josh. But what else do we have? Where do you see in our Gemara that it called, what does it call a shul? When it talks about the selling of the shul. Do you remember? I asked you to see Rabbeinu Gershom also. I don't know if you got to see Rabbeinu Gershom. The Gemara very, very quickly said two other halachic ramifications of the difference between Beiso versus Beis Hashem. Here are these ramifications. Three differences. The first one, I'm looking at the wrong one, is the Gemara says, if you remember, we started out the week with Eitan saying, Rav Chisda says you can't destroy a shul until you build another shul. And we had two different reasons, one for Pshia, another one because you need a place to daven. We defined different definitions of what Pshia means. We said the Nafkamina is Deika, different ways to read the word Deika. Then we had Maremar Marzutra. We had a story about them with their summer shuls and their winter shuls. And we had a Machlokas within Tosfot. And the Rishonim, is it two shuls? Is it one shul? How to understand it? We'll do a little Chazar on Sunday for the first half of Sunday. Okay? Then what happens? Then the stories, a lot of times when you have stories, that's the first part I wanted to see. The flow of the Gemara is saying, Imtim Saloma, this is what Rabbeinu Gershom had said. Can I take this money? At what point is it like the money, literally the money's in a bank, and therefore I can destroy an old shul and build a new shul? At what point do we say the money's in the bank, if you don't have to worry about the pshia? That's what the Gemara deals with. So the Gemara said, second case. Right, the first case. Let's say you collected the money for you had a campaign for the building of a new shul, and you put it in the escrow account. It's there, no problem. Mine. The Gemara says no. Amalei, maybe the mitzvah of pidyon shvuyim will come up lo aleinu, and you'll have to do it.
Then again, Rabbeinu Gorchev says, "Look, im timsalomar, if that's true, that even in that case, you cannot the money is even though the money is in the bank, it's not good enough. How about the next case where you spent the money? You started spending money on the bricks. The Gemara had said you laid the bricks, and you started with all the tiles of the roof. Is that good enough?" The Gemara says that's not good enough because mitzvah pidyon shvuyim. Then the Gemara says, "What if that's true?" What did the Gemara say? Afil banunami says, if we're always worried about this great mitzvah called Pidyon Shvuyim, even if what? You have the new building up. You have the new building up. I shouldn't be able to what? To knock it down. You know why? Because maybe you have the mitzvah Pidyon Shvuyim. Amarle, what did the Gemara now answer? Read the words for me. Amarle, what does it say? Deer, the inchi lo mezabri. You like? You only like the deer?
Selfies.
You like the egg? What does the deer, what does the Gemara say? Why am I worried? I built a shul. I put it in the millions. I built a shul. The Gemara says that still shouldn't be enough. I built it. It's there. It's beautiful. What's the answer? The Gemara says, why am I not worried that a pigeon shvui is going to come and I'm going to have to sell the shul and give that money off? Because the Gemara says, "Dirta de inchi lo mezavni." What does those words mean? What do those words mean? A person doesn't sell
his living space.
So what does that mean? What is this living space? I'm talking about a shul. Nice, huh? So the Rabbeinu Gershom doesn't learn like I said. Rabbeinu Gershom says, "And kal v'chomer a shul." That's why I asked to see Rabbeinu Gershom. A person doesn't just stop flippantly sell his shul. But he says, and therefore he's out of his house, and then Kalva Chomer Shul, the Fiani Uzdaiti. This Gemara is exactly like we just said. Dear to the Inchi. What is that? A shul. A shul is like your body. And I showed you the Mishnah Berurah that, I don't know if the Eitan, did you photocopy for them? The what Rav Shechta brought down in Eretz Tzvi?
It's on the WhatsApp.
It's on the WhatsApp, of course. Most things are on the WhatsApp. Everyone open up your phone. You allowed to say that? Open up your phone. That he said, based on this idea, the last halachic nafkamina, the last halachic nafkamina, the Rav Shechter said, based on this concept, nowadays halach lemaisa, that since it's what? Since the shul is kebeso, since the shul is kebeso, I'm trying to open it up. Other things keep happening. Opening it up. Here we go. Ayin b'Mishnah Berurah, the Siman Kufdun Aleph b'Shar Tzion, Dilo Tam Anashim, Ha'ashirim. People are very, I just had this, I was in England, not there, people are very particular. You walk into your house, you don't walk up the stairs with the shoes on. Right? Some people will not, everyone has their own different minhagim. You know another one, where you're eating by somebody's house and you do not stack. Anybody here stackers? Anybody know what I'm talking about? The stackers? Oh my goodness, if you stack, well, you don't have stacks. You don't have that house. I thought your mom is St. Louis. Is your mom St. Louis, right? Where? Oh, close enough. The idea is what? Stacking. Stacking plates? That's what we call not posh. Oh, of course. Posh, right? So says Rav Shechter in a similar vein. He says, those people that are makpid in their house not to spit. Nowadays we don't spit. Right? Im kein gam beit haKnesset beit haMidrash. Nowadays, obviously, we wouldn't spit. Furthermore, the idea is what? The halacha says if you have tit sha'al raglav, if you have mud on your feet, roi lekancho kodim shi'kanis lepalel, you should take off your galoshes, take off your boots. Explains Rav Soloveitchik, that's why in winter time, in Montreal, all the time, that you're going birchovot ha'ir with your galoshes or your what's it called, rubbers, okay, on your feet. What does he say now? Asur likanes lebeit haKnesset with your galoshes or your rubbers. Why is that? Because it's kibesa. Because nowadays in your house, you're not going to let people walk into the house right there. What do? You have your mat and you keep it outside. The stam bnei adam makpidim al zeh shelo yikanes lebeitam im ha galoshes. And that is the din of kavod beit hakneset, not mora. That is the din of kavod beit hakneset, like we talked about. The idea, the question of Rav Kiva Eiger is not as connected to the Kibbeisa piece. It could very much, it's the same model of the limited Kedusha that we have. It might be limited, the whole concept of planting a tree might be limited to the Mizbeach. There are different ways to answer that up, but I've run out of time for this piece. I'd like to, for a couple minutes, just talk about the Parsha.